I guess we should start at the beginning, and I think of the beginning in terms of our family and military history. I think of my grandfather, your father, Gustav Leonard Seligman. Tell me about him.
Of course, he was my dad, so he was big and amazing. He graduated from New Mexico State in engineering in 1924. He had been in ROTC, and he went on into the National Guard and then the Reserves. After the U.S. entered World War II in 1942, he went on active duty, even though he had an ill wife and two small children at home. He felt he should go. He stayed in the Army, retiring in 1956 at the rank of colonel, and he just epitomized the military.
And then on the kind of the Seligman and May side of the family, I'm not aware of many stories before your father of family that were in the military. But we know that we have roots, you know, dating, what, to the late 1800s in Las Cruces?
Oh, yes.
So I wanted to ask, but you kind of already covered some about the details about how your father joined the military, because I didn't know that part.
Oh.
So one of my questions that I thought about was, how did his family react? Were his parents supportive? He wasn't already married when he was in ROTC.
No.
Okay.
I think that was just a proper thing to do. I really don't know how they reacted, and it would have gotten more interesting going into World War II since his father was from Berlin. However, he had left at a rather young age to come to the U.S., and he was Jewish, so there was that aspect mm-hmm. of how he would have felt about the war.
Any favorite memories of your father? He didn't serve during wartime. It was after the war ended?
No.
It was during?
Yeah, okay. It was during.
Okay.
And he was sent to the Philippines building airfields as he was an engineer. And after the war, we went to Yuma, Arizona. They have a testing area. They were working on pontoon bridges. We were there a couple years, and then he got stationed in Germany in 1948, just a couple years after the end of the war. And that was an amazing thing because we all went to see the bombed-out country and meet the people. And
I wanted to shift gears. I wanted to actually talk about my uncle and your husband.
One and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was Alan James Holmes, and we met here at New Mexico State. It was New Mexico A&M at the mm-hmm. time. He was a physics major, and I was in engineering. He got very bored with going to school. He's very good at physics and was totally bored, and so he volunteered for the draft. Back in the days of the draft, board was breathing down his neck anyway. Mm-hmm. He volunteered to go in the Army. We were married for almost 61 years.
So did Al serve during wartime?
He did. He was during the Vietnam War.
He was kind of a walking medical miracle, maybe, because of some of the things that happened to him.
When we were at we lived at Fort Carson. That was his first assignment after OCS. And he'd been sent to Panama to go to jungle warfare school. And one night, he leaned against a tree, and he was bit by an eyelash pit viper, which is a deadly poisonous snake. And they medevaced him out to Cocosolo to the hospital. And when he woke up in an ice bath, and they said, oh, he's going to make it. And then, of course, in Germany, he had the parachute malfunction and broke his back. 4 months later, he was up in the air again. They pushed him out of the plane, and luckily it was winter, so his first drop was in a lot of snow. We lived in Bavaria. Then Vietnam, of course, being shot at, and the helicopter crash. But yeah, always a happy ending.
Yeah.